Welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I'm Kimberly Abbott. Following 5 months of political conflict that rocked the West African country of Cote d'Ivoire and killed thousands, President Alassane Ouattara now faces the difficult task of rebuilding. Joining me to talk about what lies ahead is Gilles Yabi, Crisis Group's West Africa Project Director. Gilles, what are Ouattara's most pressing issues right now?
Well, we do think that it is a critical period now opening in Cote d'Ivoire, because the next 6 months will be really decisive for the future of the country, the prospect for stabilization. The key issues are, well, first, security. It is the first of the priorities for Ouattara to bring security back and to make sure that security forces are reunified in the country. The second main issue is how to deal with justice and reconciliation to make sure that what is done to fight impunity is not also going against the objective of national reconciliation. The third main issue is political recomposition, basically how to make sure that there is a political space for Gbagbo's partisans, especially ahead of a legislative election, to make sure that we have an opposition also with a voice in the country. And the fourth issue, which is important also in a short-term perspective, is the economic reconstruction, how to make sure that the economy of Cote d'Ivoire is back again on its feet, and how to put an element of reconciliation in the way the economy is itself being basically rebuilt in the country.
Okay, so let's go through each of those issues. The first thing you mentioned as the top priority is security. What can Ouattara do now to rebuild the army, bring those forces back to the barracks, and also to rebuild trust with the population?
That is a very tough challenge for Ouattara. I think for now, the main concern is that the forces that fought for Ouattara came from the north of the country. They are still the ones who are now in control in Abidjan in the south. And the fact that they are actually the ex-combatants of the rebellion means that their very presence in Abidjan, the fact that they are so influential for now, it is a problem. It is an obstacle to the return of the former soldiers and policemen under Gbagbo to come back again into the barracks, to come back again in the police station, and to make sure that there is a sound basis for a reunified army and police in the country. So what is really important is for Ouattara to make clear that he is committed to a reunified army and that he would not allow basically the former rebels to take over the Ivorian army and security forces more generally, because there is also an issue of ethnic and regional composition in the army. These former rebels who are now in control of the situation, they are mostly from the northern part of the country, and it is important that the new Ivorian security and defense forces reflect the diversity of the country and include the people who have been in the army and the police under Gbagbo.
What about the UN peacekeeping troops? The UN Security Council is set to vote on an extension of those peacekeeping troops. How crucial is that?
It is extremely important that the UN Security Council maintain the current level of troops and basically all the assets of the mission which is in place in Cote d'Ivoire. That is crucial because of the security situation, because of importance of the security threats in the country. It is important to recall, for example, that there have been a massive distribution of weapons during the post-electoral crisis. And so now the situation is that there is a proliferation of weapons in the country. So we will have a security challenge which will remain for some time. And again, you have a lot of security threats, and at the same time, you don't have yet a real security sector which is able to cope with this threat. So that means that there is a space for the UN forces to be more present, basically to bring the security, to fill the vacuum that we still have in some part of the country, especially in Abidjan, with the policemen who are not back in the police stations, and the gendarmeries are not back. So there is really a role to be played by the UN forces, and there is also the necessity to have a new mandate for the UN mission on the ground that will cover the assistance to security sector reform. That is the key role for the UN forces in the future. So they have to stay. We have to admit for now that the country is still very fragile and that we will have to stay for a long period so that Ouattara can really reunify the country, reunify the defense forces, and that there is a new stabilization period for the country.
Then there's the question of what to do with Gbagbo himself. He is in the north under house arrest with his family. What is his fate?
Well, yes, the fate of Gbagbo is still uncertain. For now, he's in house arrest in the northern part of the country, as many leaders of Gbagbo's party. There are different layers of the justice going on in Cote d'Ivoire. At the national level, for now, there are a lot of investigations opened by the prosecutor in Abidjan and looking at the crimes that were committed during the post-electoral crisis. But also, Ouattara asked the International Criminal Court to open an investigation into the crimes against humanity, war crimes that have been committed in the country during the post-electoral crisis. And we are waiting for the decision of the ICC on that, but it is likely that the International Criminal Court will open an investigation and the ICC will be looking at the person most responsible and at the highest level. So it is clear that there is a possibility for Gbagbo at one point to be targeted by the ICC. At the national level, it might be very difficult. It might be also dangerous for the national reconciliation prospect to have a trial of Gbagbo in Cote d'Ivoire. I think the calculation of Ouattara is basically to get the international justice deal with the case of Gbagbo.
And the ICC would be looking at crimes on both sides.
Yes, that is a very important point. For now, one of the problems is that there have been some indictments at the national level of political allies and military allies of former President Laurent Gbagbo, but there have been absolutely no indictment of some members of the forces that supported Ouattara, who also committed some atrocities in the west of the country, but also in Abidjan. There have been absolutely no sign that the justice is going against these people. And that is giving a very wrong signal to the population, especially part of the population that supported Gbagbo.
The third thing you mentioned was political recomposition. Ouattara won the election, but it's also important to remember that Gbagbo had 46% of the vote. So there's a huge percentage of the population that did support him. What is the new president doing to open up that political space and make sure that the opposition parties are included in the political process?
I think it is good to acknowledge the fact that Ouattara initially kept his promise of offering Gbagbo's party the possibility to take part in a government of national unity. But the offer was rejected by the FPI, the parties of Laurent Gbagbo. But what is more important than basically associating Gbagbo's party to the current government is to create the space for the party to reorganize and to make sure that they can take part to the legislative election that have been promised by the end of the year by Ouattara. For now, there has been no clear sign from Ouattara in basically creating a new space for dialogue, also on the conditions to go to the legislative election in terms of composition of electoral commission, voter registration, what will be the conditions to organize the legislative elections, and how to make sure also that all the procedures at the justice level are not going basically to prevent of the key members of Gbagbo's parties from taking part in the legislative elections. So there is a link between what will be done in terms of the judicial side of things. There will be a link between that and the prospect for Gbagbo's partisans to have also have a possibility to present candidates into the legislative election and basically to avoid an exclusion of part of the population in the next National Assembly. For now, the signs are not very clear from Ouattara's side, and that will be one of the key indications of his true commitment to national reconciliation. It would be also to give this space to the opposition so that to avoid to have a national assembly which will not be representative of the diversity, the political diversity of the country.
The fourth big challenge is reviving the economy. Now, Cote d'Ivoire is the largest producer of cocoa in the world, so that is one positive. The other one is that Ouattara has a lot of international business connections, and he has a lot of credibility from his time as deputy director of the IMF. So with those two things going for the country, is that enough? And what will it take to revive the economy?
Yes, for revive of the economy, it won't be necessarily the most difficult task. It is clear that Ouattara will have a tougher job in terms of security again and national reconciliation. For the economy, he has a lot of competencies, and again, he has a lot of connection at the international level. He already got a lot of support from French government, but also from the IMF, which is resuming his financial cooperation with Cote d'Ivoire. And also private sector international investors have been waiting for some time for stabilization of the country. A lot will depend on the credibility of a return to security in the country so that the investors can come back into the country. But it will be quite of a wrong calculation from Ouattara's just to count on the revival of the economy and this kind of influx of foreign money into the economy to make sure that everything will be fine. It is important for Ouattara to recognize that he's kind of a divisive figure in Ivorian politics for bad or good reasons, but it is a fact. So it will be important that basically there is an element of national reconciliation in all the decisions that will be made by Ouattara, including in the economy. What I mean is that the allocation of resources, for example, in terms of public spending, it should be distorted deliberately in favor of some regions which have suffered mostly from the post-electoral crisis, especially the west of the country, and also to try to target the people who have been basically victims from the violence in the west, for example, from Gbagbo's ethnic group. It would be important for Ouattara to show that he cares about the population and he cares about the population of the west, including the population which have been quite favorable to Laurent Gbagbo for a long time.
That was Jill Yabi, Crisis Group's West Africa Project Director. To read more about Cote d'Ivoire, please visit our website, www.crisisgroup.org.